Sportscast. What's going on, sports fans? Welcome to another episode of KFR Sportscast. I'm here with Jacob Bradley, the heel, and big sexy Jacob Rader. I'm also one of your hosts. My name is Brian Gilbert, also known as BG. And today we are going to cover some postseason baseball. We're going to take a trip and we're going to kind of recap a little bit, not too deep into the wildcard games. And kind of look at the matchups that we got going into the ALCS and the NLCS. So we'll start with the AL side. And first, I would like to start off by saying I don't like you anymore, Phil Nevin, whatever the hell your name is. Why do you send a 6'8", 270-pound man to try and round third to beat out a ball that's coming in at 100-plus miles an hour?
Right. I mean, if that call would have not happened, if he would have kept him at third at that point, that was literally the only chance the Yankees had of winning that game. Yeah. Other than that, like, they just could not get on base. They could not catch any momentum. That was their one and only shot of getting in that game, and they blew it with that third base coaching. I could do a better job third base coaching in my sleep. Like, you know what I mean? You don't take that big of a risk in a one-and-done game. I could see if it was a series and you're trying to gain the edge in the series, but in a one-and-done game, you got to be a little bit more cautious than that.
Yeah, that call sucked the wind out of the team. That was all the momentum they had, and I could just kind of feel it as it happened. It was like, there it is. There was your chance, and here we are.
Oh, yep. Here we are.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Whatever. Okay. So, and then Boston. So Boston then it obviously advances into the ALDS against Tampa Bay, where Tampa Bay beat them 5-0 game one, and then Boston won three straight.
Yep, the Rays just disappeared. They just vanished. How does a Rosarena steal home, and then they drop three straight? What is this? What world are we living in? Mm-hmm. Man, first made history, first man to steal home in the playoffs since fucking Jackie Robinson, and then they just disappear.
Yep.
And there was always a lot of times where you looked at the Rays team this season. It was just, you know, and it's something that Phil pointed out, was that who really are these guys? You know, so there's no really guys that kind of like jump out at you. Just always seemed like, you know, they played well at times. They had runs of games, and just when it came down to it, it all just kind of died. It was weird.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah. And on the other side of the ALDS, we had Houston and the White Sox. Houston won that series 3-1. Houston is going to be Houston. I mean, Chicago had its up and down. Houston had its up and downs, but you know, all I can say is that going into the ALCS, Houston, I want you to just beat the living shit out of Boston. As much as I don't like Houston, I hate Boston more.
Trash cans out.
Is there any possible way that neither team could make the World Series? Could we just have two National League teams? I'd rather have that. I'd rather have, like, the Braves and Dodgers be the World Series. Just as a, you know, just personally feeling that way, you know. But, yeah, you know, that Houston series kind of went how I anticipated it to go. I just felt as good as the White Sox had been all year, I just felt like Houston was the better team. That one kind of went how I expected it to.
Yeah, ugly series for the White Sox. I'm just going to back down to what I said. Get your trash cans ready.
All right. Moving over into the NL. So the wild card game between the Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals.
That was a hell of a game. That was a hell of a game. That was a hell of a game. That was so much fun to watch. It was like close all the way up until that walk-off homer. That was fucking awesome. That was a great game to watch. Against, great game to watch between two really good baseball teams. Honestly, like, I feel as though, like, if the Cardinals would have been the one to advance, they would have been just as competitive with San Francisco as the Dodgers would be, right? They are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dodgers are a team that were, they were out of championship contention for so many years that you're happy to see an old school team like the Dodgers come in and play well and, potentially go back to another World Series. It was something I enjoyed a lot last year, and it's good to see them working at that same pace again this year, trying to get back.
Yeah, and unfortunately for the St. Louis Cardinals, they had that 17-game win streak come to an end. They kind of,
I thought it was 19.
Was it 19? It was 17 or 19. I know they were close to the record, but just crapping out at, the wild card game. Unfortunately, to a walk-off, which always sucks.
Right.
Now we got the top two teams basically in the NL, the Giants and the Dodgers going at it, throwing punches at each other. Great series there. It is going five, right? So we're expecting a game five here.
Yeah, that game five is tonight at five, I believe.
Okay.
So I honestly expect the Dodgers to pull this one out. I just feel like overall they're the better baseball team, but I mean these two have been neck and neck the entire year. And this one could go either way, but I'm gonna take the Dodgers.
All
right. Yeah, I'm gonna say the Dodgers to finish this one off as well. It's good defensive baseball that these teams always play when they're playing against each other. It's always a 1-0 game. I see the Dodgers closing them out as well.
Yeah. And down to our other NLDS game, which was the Braves and the Brewers. Them there Braves making their push 3-1 on the Brewers.
I'm so happy I was wrong about the Acuna theory. I'm so happy I was wrong. I am so happy I was wrong about that.
I am happy that I was right.
Yes, I'm very happy you were too. Who would have thought, like, them losing Acuna, they could possibly be contending for a World Series. This is wild. This is wild. But nevertheless, they've just been playing amazing baseball since the All-Star break. Honestly, like they got the right pieces in the trade deadline, and they hit their stride at the right time. And they beat a very good Brewers team soundly, and they went down the first game and then won three straight. And then this last game that they played was very competitive. Bottom of the eighth inning. Freddie Freeman, MV Free, hit a fucking solo home run to put him up 5-4. And Braves pitching just closed it out, and on a fantastic divisional round performance by the Braves. I really like this team's chances. I feel like even, no matter who they play in the championship series, they could be very competitive. The homer in me wants them to, make it to the World Series. But, I'm not going to say that this isn't a tough matchup they got coming up, no matter who they play, because it is. So, Jake, what you got, man?
Yeah. The Braves are a team, back when – they were, winning World Series, and they were at their heyday of success back when the Yankees were. As a Yankees fan, it's good to see that old rival come back and play good baseball, play championship worthy baseball. I'm really behind the Braves. And in terms of how I see the World Series, I really believe they can take the Dodgers. They get past this. They're honestly like my favorite to win the National League right now. It's been really great to see after what had happened with the trade and all that. And it's good to see where they are right now.
Yeah. You know, the surprise, like one of the surprise guys that like it kind of flew under the radar to me that they even picked up. Like I had said something about it in a previous couple episodes we did about this. Jock Peterson, like it surprised me. I was like, wait, he's on our team? Like, when the hell did that happen? You know, and then like apparently we traded for him. And he's been one of the silent but deadly factors that have contributed to this success this year. I'm just so proud of this team, you know, overcoming adversity from losing their star player to possibly maybe even making it to the World Series. Like, the fact that they made it this far exceeded my expectations. Mm-hmm. Tremendously. I'm very proud of this Braves team. No matter what the outcome is in this next series, whoever they play, I'm very proud of the Atlanta Braves. They fought hard and really earned the respect around the league, for sure.
All right. So World Series predictions. Who do you got, and who do you got winning?
I'm going to say, as much as I hate to say it, with how hot they are right now, this is going to hurt coming out. I'm going to say the Red Sox beat the Astros. I'm going to say the Red Sox beat the Astros. And I'm going to go Red Sox Braves World Series. And I'm going to say I'll be a homer and say the Braves win.
I will say, now it's kind of like, although I did have the Dodgers winning that series, it wouldn't surprise me if the Giants had beat them as well, because the Giants always have this random thing where they just come in and win three World Series. Like they did that at the beginning of the last decade, you know? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I feel the Dodgers are going to win that. But my prediction for the World Series, give me the Braves versus the Trash Cans.
Phil adjective here. Yeah. The Braves versus the ad libs.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you.
The asterisk.
As much as I wanna hate the Red Sox, they are playing good baseball right now. So unbiasedly, you know, I'm going to take the Red Sox beating Houston. And ultimately, I think it's going to be a hard-fought series. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the NLCS won seven games. But I'm going to take Sox-Dodgers in the World Series.
Rematch in 2018 of World Series?
Yeah, and I'm – And if it comes down to that, I'm taking the Dodgers. I'm definitely not taking Boston to win a championship.
Matt will be very happy to hear that.
Yeah. As much as I've nagged on the Packers, it'd be good to hear something about the Dodgers. So, but yeah, so the Dodgers San Francisco game playing Thursday, October 14th at 9:07 p.m. on TBS.
So just a quick question, just a what if, right? If the Dodgers lose tonight, who do you got?
The Dodgers.
If the NLCS is Giants Braves.
Little Jake said, San Francisco can just go on those runs where I think, it, like you said, the beginning of the decade, I think they won, what, 3 out of 5 or something like that?
Yeah, they won 2010, 2012, 2014. So fucking
you know, something crazy, yeah, right? Again, I think it will go 7. But like, I want to say for San Francisco, but I would not be surprised if Atlanta won. Because they are just such a hard-fought team, and they've clawed their way from, you know, second in that division and to coming up on top because, you know, the Mets. And
let's go Mets!
And but I would not be surprised if Atlanta won. But I just think the way that San Francisco and LA play is just so – they're so tough to beat.
And we see
that in their series right now, that these teams are so they're tough to beat. So again, I would probably take San Francisco, but I would not count out Atlanta in that series.
Yeah, honestly, I might be a tad bit biased in my World Series prediction. Like I said at the beginning of when we started covering baseball that the Dodgers could very well make the World Series, and I would not be surprised at all if they did make it back, and even if they repeated, honestly, because they're that fucking good. And this Giants team is very good too. Out of the three teams that are left in contention in the NL, it could go to any one of them, honestly. These are three very good baseball teams, but I'm gonna stick with the Braves. Fuck up on my chop house.
All right. So yeah, Thursday night, October 14th, 9:07 p.m. on TBS. Game 5 of the Dodgers Giants game. Series rather, going to be a great game. I would tune in if you can. I would tune into that game. I know Thursday night football is going to be coming to an end around that time, but you know it'd be a good game to tune into. but other than that, is our breakdown of the MLB postseason thus far. Now there will be more to come as we come into the next week. Next couple weeks or so of playoff baseball.
Yeah.
So as always, thank you for joining us. This has been BG Brian Gilbert, the heel Jacob Bradley, and big sexy Jacob Rader. Make sure you guys, if you are watching, make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit that little bell there so you know when these videos come out. And if you cannot watch us,
ring it.
No, ring the little bell. Ding a ding a ding a ding. And if you cannot watch us, you can listen to us. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. There you go. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. Anywhere that you go, we can go with you. Also, if you haven't gotten any merch, go ahead and get you some merch. It's in the description below, as always. And we appreciate you guys listening to us talk about sports and something that we thoroughly enjoy doing. But like I said, this has been Brian.
I live for this shit.
Live for this shit.
I live for this shit.
And this has been Brian, Jake, and Jake
Sportscast
with KFR Sportscast. And we will talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Big Sexy out.